Safe and secure. It's the ideal environment for college campuses. All types of surveillance equipment and security methods are applied to the goal of providing students an atmosphere to keep a watchful eye on academics and not over their shoulder. Some would say a desired outcome is for such equipment to go unnoticed.
I really haven't noticed security cameras.
Molly Walker is a student at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. She says in her travels across campus over the past 3 years, she's never really noticed any of the approximate 200 surveillance cameras on site.
I don't even really know what they would look like on campus, if they're big bubbles or if they're actual cameras.
Her friend and fellow student, Emma Herrick, admits the equipment has eluded her, too.
I've never seen them.
What may also be unknown to many students is a campus-wide security project currently underway at ULM. Facilities Management Director Jason Robeek says the expansive $2.3 million project is being funded by state capital outlay. As the campus has grown, security improvements have been made in some sections. He says this university-wide enhancement has been in the works.
The university has done several, I guess, what you would call in-house security upgrades, but since I've been employed here, there, best of my knowledge, no major security projects have, you know, been undertaken. So this is a significant improvement and something that we felt like was really needed.
The largest undertaking is to rekey the entire campus. That's about 3,600 new locks and keys for most classrooms, offices, work areas, and labs.
Over the last period of 40 and 50 years, we've been on the same keying system, and so we're going to a new patented key system.
This comprehensive task will enable the university to know who has access to which rooms at all times. The modern electronic access system will also be expanded with over 80 additional entrances. The proximity card reader identifies and logs who is accessing the building or room. Walker says she's heard of a few instances where some students bypass being logged in.
Basically, the first student will walk up, swipe their card, and about 10 others will file in behind them without ever using their key cards.
However, what may not be logged will still likely be seen, which brings us back to those surveillance cameras. The university will be more than doubling the number of those on campus, nearly 260 more cameras monitoring entrances, exits, and corridors of campus buildings. ULM Police Chief Larry Ellerman says a substantial increase of those devices will give the department greater capability in security issues.
It's an assistance that we have, and it's just like having another set of eyes out there, actually, in a different location. So it just gives us more presence, if you will, at other areas on campus that we can't be at all times.
The campus will see the addition of emergency telephone kiosks that will connect a person directly with the police department. 26 existing exterior lights will be equipped with brighter fixtures, while 19 new lights will be installed at locations to improve pedestrian safety. An alert siren will be installed in cases of emergency. An electrical generator and power supply will provide the latest technology in maintaining systems to operate without interruption. It's a full-scale project that Robeek feels will place ULM ahead of most other state campuses in security efforts.
This will put us potentially ahead of some universities and will provide the latest technology. I think we'd be definitely comparable to some universities that were sitting in a good stance on security.
For students like Walker and Herrick, such additional measures of safety and security simply give additional peace of mind.
I guess to me it's a proactive measure.
You know, it'll make me feel safer, and at night if I do have a night class, or for anyone else who does, it's a good idea.
The entire project is expected to be finished by May of next year, with portions of the project being brought into operation upon completion. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.